somebody would come and ease my troubling mind. Oh, yes, I do. I wish my baby would come and tell me everything's all right. Yeah. I sure wish my baby would come and tell me everything is still all right. Oh, yes, I do. They tell me when you tell somebody your troubles, trouble fly away from you. I'm looking for somebody I can tell my troubles to. Why won't somebody come and ease my troubling mind? Yeah. I sure wish somebody would come and ease my troubling mind. Oh, yeah.
Somebody. Oh, come and ease my troubling mind. Hey, welcome everyone. This is Sunday. I'm sorry, Monday, isn't it? It's Monday already?
It's Monday, my brother.
It's already Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, turn on your camera, my brother, because
we've got
a special guest that we want to introduce to the set. I'm waiting for him to come back to his location there. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are showcasing none other than Mr. Vail Omar. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not familiar with Mr. Omar, he's been a frequent guest right here on several platforms of ours, right? But he is, I call him the soulful crooner.
And I have been waiting for this for years because this gentleman, the WB, has told me so much about Mr. Omar, and I heard a couple of his numbers, and I was just really blown away at the, you know, the virtuosity of this man's singing voice, and how so precise he can get to Sam Cooke. And there's also a couple of others I think that he can also mimic quite well. Am I correct?
You are correct with that. And with that, introduced to the set, Mr. Vail Omar.
Greetings.
Hey.
WB and the professor, is that right?
Yes, I am so happy to finally meet you.
Hey, the same here. Great to meet you.
All right.
First time.
Yeah. And it was your idea, Professor, to invite Mr. Omar on Monday Night Madness.
Correct.
And it's our pleasure to have you here, sir. As a matter of fact, last week you were on Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast.
Yeah, that was a blast. Oh.
Yes, he was. And he's been invited back on Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast.
Right.
Now, what we did for almost 3 hours, played a lot of Mr. Omar's music. We featured him. This time, we brought him back as a musicologist.
Okay.
We're going to play some of his music, but a lot of other music, and we want his opinion on that.
Nice.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please join us Thursday for Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. I know Mad Mike, he's listening. I know he is. He's on the West Coast.
Hey, Mad Mike.
Yeah, still holding it down. We're going to have to invite Mad Mike on one Monday.
Wouldn't that be something?
That'll be a pleasure,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And with that show on Thursday, this is what we do. We play practically all genres of music. You can hear anything from gospel to blues to soul, classical music even, reggae, country. Name it, we'll play it. As long as it's really good music, we'll play it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had Mr. Omar on last Thursday. It was such a blast. He'll be back on this Thursday because as a music historian himself, because he studied other artists, and obviously, you know, with his renditions, which I'm going to come up, I'm going to shut up and play some of his music in a minute, some of his covers by Sam Cooke, but also some of his original recordings, and they are outstanding.
I'm looking forward to that.
Mr. Omar, now, Sam Cooke, I know you feature him predominantly with your covers, and also maybe when you perform as well. But you mentioned to me the other night, and for the audience who didn't get a chance to listen to that show, who are some of the other artists that you admire?
Right.
Oh, well, you know, that's a broad audience there. of artists. Now the ones that I feel closely akin to, of course, other than Sam Cooke, is Jackie Wilson.
Oh, wow.
Marvin Gaye.
Yes.
Lil Willie John, Brooke Benton.
Oh, man.
Okay. King,
the Muddy Waters, the great Lil Milton.
Okay. Okay.
Christ.
I once called Lil Milton the best blues singer I'd ever heard.
Okay. Great. You know, and Mike suggested this earlier when we talked. Mad Mike and I, we pick our own list. Now, Professor predominantly, most times, and for the last 4 years or so, he'll pick the artists and we will showcase them. We give you the life, the legacy, the background.
Absolutely.
I mean, who influenced them? Who were it? We talking about from the boardroom to the back room.
Yes.
and on stage, we will cover it all, right? And so, this is what we want you to bring Thursday. Now, Thursday, like when you do something, I'm going to say this live on air. Pick out some of the artists, like you, they send me an email with some of those artists, and we'll play some of those songs as well. And okay. We'll intertwine that into the broadcast. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds great to me.
Sounds great.
Now, Vel, tell me, where are you based? Where are you?
I'm based right now. I'm in outside of Atlanta, Georgia, in a little town called Smyrna.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you're East Coast. Interesting.
Right, but I just moved not too long ago, about a year and a half ago, from Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Very, very nice. So are you performing anywhere in the Georgia area?
Yeah, when I can. You know, a lot of things have happened since I've come out here. You know, the weather, for one thing. You know, and I think the weather tends to keep a lot of people inside with COVID and the various other things that go on. But, you know, I am due to be doing some shows coming up very soon. I had one that was canceled on the 8th for, I think it was a discrepancy or something with the venue. But I have some shows coming up, and they don't necessarily have to be in Georgia. I'm looking to go down to Alabama, which is only a couple of hours away.
Okay.
Looking to go up to New York, which is a few hours
okay. Looks like there's going to be some advertising.
we will be glad wherever you go, we will follow you. Now, also, you didn't mention Virginia. Now, before you get to New York, you have to pass through Virginia.
because we had briefly talked about that.
Right.
Last show. You know, because I was saying something about having a various artists that you might know, all of us come together.
Oh.
And
that'd be fantastic.
Some type of a show, and I can't think of a better place to do it than out there in good old Richmond, Virginia.
Hey, Ari, you got that, man.
Very nice.
It will do any and everything to support you, my friend. So what we're going to do, we'll come back with more questions, and then you can kind of give us your inspiration behind the songs that we're playing. Why did you play them? But Thursday, what I'd like for you to do, pick out about 4, 5, 6, 7 artists or whatever you want. Send me that and we'll pick, or, and maybe the songs associated with them. So we're going to, create your little mini list to go along with me and Mad Mike. Man, and that's only a 3-hour show also.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah. And, but shucks, man. I'm going to step aside. I'm going to step aside right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, Mr. Vel Omar.
Welcome, Vel Omar.
Covering Sam Cooke.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you tell me. This is Monday Night Madness.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Whoa. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the moon. Would you please come home? 'Cause your daddy's all alone. I tried so hard in vain. Never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart. Oh, darling, why? Why did we have to part? 'Cause every hour in the day, you can hear me say, baby, baby, won't you please come home? Won't you please come home? 'Cause your daddy's so alone. I tried so hard in vain. Never no more, never no more to call your name. Why did we have to part? 'Cause every hour in the day, even my neighbors way across the street, they can hear me sing, baby. No, if you love me, you better, you better, you
Mr. Bill Omar. Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Monday Night Madness. I am WB, and to the left of me is the Professor
Pop Culture.
That's him right there on the left. And our guest here tonight is none other than Mr. Vail Omar. I've dubbed him the Soulful Crooner. And I told him about that one day. I said, Mr. Omar, is it okay if I call you the Soulful Crooner? You said, yeah, absolutely.
I've been called that at worse.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I think it's good. I think
it
it's good.
Good.
That, I don't know about the worst parts. You know, you got haters everywhere. They probably can't sing. All right. So that's that. So anyway, I have a comment and then I'm going to toss it over to the professor.
Mm-hmm.
You've been on with me now. Oh my God, has it been 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times? Because I think that we started in, when I was in California. Was I in California the first time you came on or not? Because I moved out here about a year and a half ago myself. I'm trying to think back. Mr. Omar?
I thought you were talking to the professor.
No, I'm talking to you. No, I'm serious. When did you first come on with us? Was it, was I in Richmond or was I in California?
No, you were in Richmond.
I was in Richmond.
I think you were in Richmond, yes, because I came on, it was sometime around, it was in 2022, or maybe yes. Closer to the end of 2022.
Okay, then I was in Richmond, but it's funny that you left California about the same, I left California in December of 2021.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
When did you leave?
So I was still out there. I was still out there.
You were still out there. Okay. All right. It's really funny how both of us escaped the West Coast here. I'm joking, guys out there. You know I love you. You know I love you out there. I had some great times out there in Southern California. I was in the Inland Empire area myself. And that's where I met Mike, Mad Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met him out there. Right? And Professor and I, we met, I don't even know, good gracious, I know we met through Imaja Jubilee, but I don't know how she got in contact
with
me.
It was through Ann Wooten Taylor.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I thought it had something to do with Martha High.
Imaja brought Martha. Well, no, wait a minute. Well,
okay. You know, well, just, we made the connection. Let's put it like that.
No, because I remember the story about your brother at church, or her brother.
Her brother at church.
Yes.
Her brother introduced me to Martha High. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who Martha High is, she was with James Brown for over 33 years. She was the background with him. But not only that, she did some duets with him as well. And one comes to mind, which is really outstanding, mm-hmm. and that is Summertime.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Whew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, my mm-hmm. God. Mm-hmm. Yep, Martha High, ladies and gentlemen. And through her, I was also able to interview, was it Fred Wesley?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And even the Cape Man, I had him on.
Danny Ray, yeah.
Danny Ray. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it was great. So I hope she's doing well. She's in Europe right now. Somewhere, where's she in Europe?
In Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. It sounds a little cold to me. But anyway, let me get back to my original thought here. Mr. Omar, but when you sing, there's soul there, but not only with the soul, but there's a conviction of your music when you sing. And I think that's how, as an audience, you connected with me. And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I think that the words themselves play a part in bringing about the conviction. You know, because if you believe in what you're singing, you know, whether it happened to you or not, mm-hmm. you know, you can pretty much imagine. And I use a lot of imagination, and some things are close to home anyway. And mm-hmm. then I use my my acting experience because I started out as an actor before I really thought about singing seriously. So yeah, you have to play all of those parts in conveying messages and deep feeling. And I was always taught that music is about emotion, whether it's a sad song or a happy song. And so if you can really reach the emotion of people, that's what captures them, and that's what makes songs last forever.
Incredible. So
please go on.
Okay. So speaking of which, tell us with your singing, your emoting through the songs, how did it start for you? Not just necessarily how you started singing, but the mimicking, and I hate to call it mimicking, but I guess vocal impersonation will probably be a much better way to describe it. How did it all start?
Well, I mean, as far as how the title I use, I use now saluting, because I never used impersonation, because I don't impersonate Sam. We pretty much came from the same neck of the woods, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So we have the same tenor, I would say, of delivery.
And what neck of the woods is that?
Down in Mayersville, Mississippi. Sam is about 90 miles. Sam was about 90 miles, born 90 miles north of there, in Clarksdale.
Oh.
And then we both grew up in Chicago, pretty much.
That's amazing.
So, you know, as far as when I'm singing the songs, I have to believe what I'm singing. And many times, like I said, it is hitting close to home, because we all have feelings and different emotions from different places. Mm-hmm. And then and a lot of it is acting, but even in acting, you know, people can really get into a part where they are really feeling that what they're playing. And I feel what I'm singing the same way.
Michael Jackson said at the age of 11, if I don't feel it, I don't sing it.
You know, wow.
So I get you. I get you. So who was it that heard you and said, you know, wow, he sounds just like so-and-so? Or when did the shows begin?
Well, my actual singing began in theater, actually, musical theater.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't know who I sounded like or what I sounded like.
Theater artist. That's great. I'm a director, so I am really kind of turned on to that. Okay.
Oh, okay. Great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that, you know, because I didn't know that when you get into acting, you have to sing. You know, when I was forced to do that, I said, well, the only person that I could relate to, a couple of people. One was Sam Cooke. Then some people that I had heard when I was a kid in church, as far as singing and just thinking about getting up there and singing on the stage in front of people, you know, that was a no-no when I was a kid. I was too shy to do that. Hmm.
That's amazing. You know, and I tell you, I was going to mention before that the professor, he is a professor of theater and arts, and think about that's what you wanted to be. In the very beginning, you didn't aspire to be a singer.
No, I majored in theater in college, and the speech and drama, and then learned the whole gamut of everything that took place in theater, including makeup, building sets,
good
props, and all, you know, everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't want to go into singing, because that wasn't a part of what I did wanted to do on stage. But what got me started, and I guess helped me along, is because as soon as I entered high school, I entered the boys' chorus. And then when you graduate from the boys' chorus, then you do the co-ed thing in the a cappella choir.
Yes.
And so from there, I guess someone heard me and they wanted me to do musical theater.
Wow.
Look at that.
That's amazing stuff.
Incredible story.
You know, we're going to come back, but this is one of my favorite songs, and this is an original by Mr. Omar. Professor.
Yes, let's hear some more.
Just one. And we'll go back to some other covers. We'll go back to some originals.
Beautiful.
We're just going to have a great time.
All right.
Monday Night Madness.
Na, 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 na.
This is my favorite. This is my...
Na, 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 na,
the greatest song. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this.
The greatest song I ever sang is this song. The greatest word I ever said
inventory. That's why I don't worry. I ask myself, what's greater than making love? The answer came to be blessed, to bless someone. Song I ever sang is this song. The greatest words I ever said. I love you.
I love you.
Give your life an inventory. Tell the story. Ask yourself what's better than making love. I hope you find out to be blessed, to bless someone. The greatest song I ever sang is this song. The greatest words I ever.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to announce, I know this man, Mr. Vail Omar. That is one of my favorite songs. And I tell you what, Roy.
Okay.
And Mr. Omar, I don't know what you, let me turn on my camera, so you guys can see what's going on
here.
All right. I put it in the rotation. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what the rotations are some of my favorite songs. As a matter of fact, it is the WB Platinum Party Mix Hall of Fame. And after the first time I heard this song, I've heard it many, many times. Matter of fact, like I said, it's in the rotation, okay? So it will play throughout the day, many times, right? But this song right here, we know how we talk about how music can change, enhance, or bring down or lift up your mood.
Absolutely.
Let's
all the
go
time.
With the,
yeah.
Let's go with the latter.
Yeah.
That's what this song does for me.
Okay.
Mr. Omar, and also, I've got a text in from 7-Up, one of my avid, I just love her. Oh, she's great. She said,
yeah.
I had texted her earlier. I said, I love this song. She said, I do also say, he's awesome.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
The audience knows, Mr. Omar.
The greatest song.
The greatest song I ever sung. Wow. Professor, go first this time. You got a question or comment or?
Well, my question is beautiful recording, awesome recording. How many recordings have you done?
I think about 5 CDs. I don't know exactly how many songs they write off.
Wow.
I've done, lately I've been doing singles because they're easier to produce and get out, you know, then you have
to. Do you produce yourself?
No.
Okay.
You know, I've had some of the greatest producers, starting with my very first city guy by the name of Bradley Austin Bobo.
Okay.
Used to be one of the Jazz Crusaders, Joe Sample.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that last song that you just heard was by none other than the master producer Carl Marshall out of Houston, Texas. And he directed that as if it was a film and imparting various emotions about different parts of the song.
Oh man.
My.
You know, it came through.
It
came through because I like I said before, music, believe it or not, folks, music is more powerful than we give it credit for. I think it's underrated in that respect.
Is. Yes.
You know,
yes.
Because if music is, I think that people have become, I don't want to say numb to or oblivious to, or because it's in every facet of our lives. You turn on a TV, you got a commercial, there's music, isn't it?
People really do not want to give it the credit it deserves.
Yeah. I will.
I know. Yeah. And I'm right behind you, brother.
You know, I think also, we think of music generally, popular music, as just entertainment.
You're right.
Not
important.
I think of it mostly as culture, our culture.
It is.
And, you know, it goes much deeper than just a song lasting for 6 months and then you're ready to do another one. You know, cause I grew up on songs that I had been hearing my grandparents listen to, and even before them, probably, Brian Lemon Jefferson. You know.
Oh. Oh, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. see that my grave is kept clean. Oh, yes. I know it.
Absolutely.
My peers thought I was nuts, I guess. You know, I liked all of that music.
Yeah.
From way back.
And what you said earlier about music and how people perceive it is right on point too, because people have underestimated music. But you know, if you look at, if you go scientifically, and we're not going to do all that tonight, but I'm just going to share this with you. Just talk about the benefits of listening to music. Just Google it. I mean, it has all types of mental and physical health benefits to it.
It's medicinal.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, my wife had Alzheimer's. She passed 2022 on December 23rd.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And I thank you. I had a couple of friends. Their mother had Alzheimer's. And the thing about music is it gets even inside of your mind. Mm-hmm. When you don't understand anything else, you understand music. Because when I would sing a song or put the Soul Stirrers or Sam Cooke or someone on it, and my wife may have been a little depressed seemingly, then that would bring her to life.
Is that something?
Same thing, yes. Yeah, same thing too, for the mothers of my buddies, you know, that had that terrible whatever that condition is. You know, that seemed to be more prevalent now than it used to be.
Wow.
It gets behind it and brings them back to the reality of.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that something? You know what? I'm so glad you said that, and Roy can attest to this. I have a show every Sunday. I'm going to invite you on that show because especially when we come back, and we're going to talk about music. Mm-hmm. And the professor, he's busy on Sundays. It's hard to get him on Sundays, but I would love for you, if he can, be on that show. I'm gonna have you on there, and we're gonna talk about the benefits of listening to music, and pay attention to what you're listening to. Pay real attention to what you listen to, and everything you guys are saying is so right. It can lift you up, and I'll tell you something else, Mr. Omar. You don't even know this. We've done shows on people with Alzheimer's and dementia and how the music kind of brings them back to life.
Yeah.
I have, and real quick before I go to some of your music, I'm going to just say this. I'm going to take about 30 seconds. One co-host of mine, she has an aunt, and the aunt has dementia, Alzheimer's, and she didn't even recognize most people, but she would go over there and sing gospel music to her. And do you know this aunt would remember every word?
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, yeah. And how old was he? How old was she, the aunt?
The aunt, maybe 80.
Maybe 80 something. Gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the story after story after story, and I'm talking about not from what I read, but I'm talking to people who have experienced this. And also with our research. So I'm going to have both of you on our show. I might even change it up this Sunday and talk about the benefits of music. We've been talking about artificial intelligence, but I'm not going to get off on that right now. We're going to go to some music.
Okay.
I've been trying to figure out, Professor. I think I'm going to do this.
Yes.
We're going to go back to some covers that Mr. Omar did.
Nice.
And then we will proceed with some of his originals.
All right.
This is Monday Night Madness. I am WB hanging out with the
Professor of Pop Culture.
That's him. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Oh,
Mr. Bill Omar.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, we having a party.
Don't, honey, don't.
Oh, that's real good.
Go away. No, no. Don't you hear? Don't you hear what I say? What I say, give me time, I'm gonna make your love as strong as mine, cause I know Rome wasn't built in a day, now you know that I love you dear with all my heart, I know that you didn't love me from the start, but I planted a little seed in your heart, I know. It just needs time to grow. Baby, don't, honey, don't go away. No, no. Don't you hear, don't you hear what I say, what I say. Give me time, I'm gonna make your love as strong as mine. But I know me, honey, now, how would Romeo feel if his Juliet had turned down his advances and played hard to get? He wouldn't have let this bother him, this I know, because where there's life, there is hope. Oh, baby, don't go away. No. Don't you
until I fell in love with you. And you know, baby, we've been apart so long, and that's why I'm coming home. I'm coming home, my love, back to your arms. That's where